Random House Audio presents Ice by Linda Howard. Read for you by Fred Sanders. Chapter 1. The place never changed. Gabriel McQueen actually liked that about his hometown, Wilson Creek, Maine. He liked the continuity of it, the security, the solidarity. He liked that his 7-year-old son, Sam, was seeing the town almost exactly as Gabriel himself had seen it growing up. He liked that Sam was building some of the same memories he had. He liked the little town as it looked during the march of seasons, the budding of spring, the green of summer, the rioting colors of autumn when the twin white steeples pierced a deep blue sky. But his favorite time of the year was right now. The last few weeks leading up to Christmas were special, when excitement and anticipation seemed to grip everyone, and the little kids were almost giddy from it all. He could barely wait to see Sam enjoying the same things he'd enjoyed at that age. He drove his black 4-wheel drive Ford F-250 through the town square, smiling as he saw that every storefront was decorated with tinsel and twinkling multicolored lights, that the big fir tree in front of the courthouse was festooned with so many lights that it looked like a solid blaze, that even the cold, steady, miserable mist of rain dripping from the ugly leaden sky couldn't dim. There was an empty parking space at the end of the metered row in front of the courthouse, and he squeezed the big pickup between the white lines. Jamming his weatherproof cap on his head, he got out and fed enough change into the old-fashioned meter to buy him 2 hours. He wouldn't be there that long, but he erred on the side of caution because it would be embarrassing as hell for the sheriff's son to get a parking ticket in front of the courthouse on his first day home.